is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Relax, it's flax.
There you go, but a whole new flax.
Well, I got my hair did.
You did?
It's completely new.
How many hours did it take?
About 2 weeks of research into what I wanted.
Okay.
And then the entire haircut process took about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
An hour and a half.
Jeez, like, what did you pay extra?
Well, about 30 minutes is a nice scalp massage. There's a nice 15-minute wait. And then there's like a... I like to have my cappuccino. And then there's an hour haircut.
An hour haircut? Hour That's haircut. Long.
Well, you've got to talk her through what you want to do.
Okay. You've been going to the same hairdresser for years, though.
About, like, 15 years, maybe. And she hasn't aged one bit.
Relax, it's Flax. All right, Michael Flax back with a brand new look, brand new diet.
Yes, brand new diet. I'm now trying to go vegan for a bit.
Okay.
I found a nice vegan restaurant up the road here.
What inspired the decision?
Just the new haircut, the new day, the new dawn. Thought, might as well just try vegan. I go through phases and I always want to try new things.
Yeah.
So, I've never tried vegan.
Which phase is the closest to the truth of who you are?
That would be the last phase. And I don't know when that phase will come, what that phase will be. But once that phase is over and I'm done with phases, that will be me. It's
fantastic.
Like a transformation.
Michael Flax, for someone that has never come across you before, never seen you online, never heard you on the Gareth Cliff Show, why would you say that you've got something special to offer?
Well, I'm fun. I'm enthusiastic. I love to party. I age very well. I'm good at speaking. What else?
All signs of
a legend. I can hold conversation very well.
Yeah.
I'm brilliant at flirting. Like somewhat cheesy to a point where you could actually say corny. If those are completely different realms.
Okay. Very good introduction to who you are.
Like you might say this is the start of the weekend. Relax is flax. Where I see it as the opposite of carte blanche. Everyone looks forward to this because the weekend starts, and then everyone needs carte blanche for the weekend to finish.
The opposite of carte blanche.
This
I quite like that.
I mean, what does carte blanche do? Gives you breaking news stories.
I'm
going to
tweet that right now. I want you to tell me a story. So let me take a picture. I want to tweet that because that's a funny tweet. Let me take a picture here.
I never like to take photos with my glasses.
Okay. I'm going to take a picture of Flax. Okay. Now you know I'm going to have to. Okay. Let's do that.
What are you doing with this photo, though?
I'm going to put it on Twitter, and I'm going to say the opposite of carte blanche happening right now on @cliffcentral.com. Just check the picture.
Wait, one more.
You want me
to
take another picture?
Yeah, it's not the greatest photo.
We'll continue with Relax, It's Flax in a second,
by the way. You've
got to
take it. Whenever you're taking a photo, always take it from an upper angle. You can't take it from direct angle. From an up angle, and whichever filter you use, try to take the photo in the filter.
Yeah, you've got to keep quiet so I can take the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Smile. And I'm taking it. All right, let me show it to you one more time. I'll put a filter on just now.
Oh, that is perfect. Please send me a copy of that.
Okay, sick. Let me. Okay, tell me a story quickly while I post this on Twitter.
I've become quite obsessed with Obamas.
Yeah.
I mean, not just like Barack and his campaigns and stuff. I know nothing about that, but his actually family, lifestyle, Secret Service, all that. So I've been following, I don't know if I pronounce her name right, but is it Malia?
Yeah, it's the daughter, yeah.
So I've been following her, and at the moment, she's really into series.
Malia. Into what?
Into series, but not watching them, actually going to the set and watching them produce it.
Just check the filter?
Oh, that's honestly unbelievable.
Is that okay? All right.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so yeah, continue.
So right now, you watch the show, no? Called Girls?
Yeah,
right now, she's with the cast and the crew of Girls. She's interning there for like 2 months.
Cool.
So I think that's pretty cool. Who knew the president's daughter was into like something so down to earth as the TV series Girls and now helping produce it? She walks around with bodyguards on set, of course. I've actually been Googling a lot to
how
see.
How old is she?
She's only 17.
You see, that's tricky because the age restriction on girls is like 18.
Well, she turns 17 tomorrow, so a big happy birthday, Malia.
Okay.
I definitely will be tweeting her the podcast link.
All right. just check my tweet quickly before I put it out. Is this okay? I said you're live with Michael Flax right now on cliffcentral.com. His segment is, in inverted commas, the opposite of carte blanche.
Oh, that's very good.
Is that okay? I think that's a good way to market your segment, Flux.
How come it hasn't come out of my timeline?
No, because I had to check it with you first before I posted it.
Oh, okay.
And I need to tag at cliffcentral.com, and I'll tag producer Kat as well over there. Now, there we go. That work?
Yeah, that will
and
work.
And Jonathan as well. Let me tag Jonathan.
Are we tagging
as well.
Carte Blanche?
Yeah, let's tag Carte Blanche. That's a good idea. Should we tag Derek Watts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember when he was on Gareth's show?
And tag,
he was like the tallest man I've ever met.
I'll tag Carte Blanche TV.
When last did you watch Carte Blanche?
No, I don't have a TV, so.
Why?
I think I've seen it like a million
years
ago.
Are you going through a phase?
No, I haven't had a TV for like a few years.
Why?
I watch everything on my computer, if I want to watch anything at all.
But there's things you can't get on there, like Isi Dingo, Isi Baya, Isi Ye Ye.
Oh, I don't think anyone can get Isi Ye Ye. I don't think that's been invented yet.
I mean, Ye Ye.
What do you watch on your TV that's local?
I watch Our Perfect Wedding.
What happened on last week's episode?
Yes, yeah, so I only remember 2 week episodes ago. It was something about Tupperware.
Okay.
And that was really funny. I've only just got into it. Isi Dingo I don't watch, but I did try watch it. I find it hard to read subtitles and follow along as well.
Yeah, I would imagine that would confuse you quite a bit.
Did you ever watch Egoli?
Yeah,
I used to. Just like a flashback. I also used to watch Egoli.
Yeah.
My brother was on one of the, like, the cast members.
Oh, cool.
But no, one of those backdrop members, like, just walks past in the restaurant.
Were you jealous?
Not really, but I thought it was a cool job to have.
It is a cool job. Melissa says, Flax is so awesome. Full stop. So cool. Full stop.
Do you know, I actually stalked Melissa on Twitter earlier.
And?
She puts out some cool tweets.
What did you find?
I can't remember, but she's a beautiful girl, puts out really cool tweets, so I gave her a stalk.
Nice. But Melissa's in Durban though, so she's far away. Okay, what else, bro?
Diddy.
And by the way, thank you for not giving me what you're discussing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know how I love to surprise you.
Yeah, well, clearly.
So you know Diddy?
Yeah.
Well, when I give you my content, then you correct it. Now you have to take whatever I say for real.
Okay, we should put a disclaimer on this.
So Diddy's son's coach, who was his strength and conditioning coach for, not basketball, football.
Yeah.
That's where you throw the ball with your hand.
Yeah.
So anyway, there was a bit of an argument that pursued, and Diddy picked up a dumbbell. You know what a dumbbell is?
Yeah.
So he threw it at the conditioning coach.
I'd heard about this.
Okay. Now, it's escalated over the week. Not only has a new exercise been created called the Diddy, where you work with dumbbells, but now all charges have been dropped against him. You can't take Diddy to jail. Diddy was friends with Tupac. You don't want to mess with Tupac.
So he can't be prosecuted or anything for this?
No. Well, they've tried, but epic fail.
Jeez.
What? You never mess with Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy has so much protection. He's been in court cases for guns that have been brought out in clubs.
Yeah, you don't mess
He's
with
He's straight
it.
From the Harlem streets. You never... That's like taking 50 Cent to jail.
You just can't do it.
Rick Ross, look at him. He's sitting in jail all happy. Well, now he's out of jail, to be honest. I saw he posted bail for $2 million.
Crazy. Wow, $2 million? Okay, wow. Relax, this Flax is really blowing my mind today. I need to strap myself in here for the next story.
Should I give you a giggle, though?
Producer Kat, can I get a seatbelt here, quick reel? Thanks. Yeah?
I'm just hitting you with hard facts.
Shots fired.
Something really funny happened today. I think it was around about 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, no, 11 o'clock. Mistaken. 11 o'clock, Cusper.
Well, there's a big difference.
At 11 o'clock, Cusper de Vries comes in with his dogs.
Yes.
So, everyone's all happy, chappy, and we're all sitting in the office over here. Next minute, this dog left off the most potent atomic bomb fart I've ever smelt. It circulated the room. All windows were open.
Oh, my God.
Cusper wasn't in the room. We all dying. Everyone's trying to fan it out like one of those eggy ones.
Ugh.
Yo, Casper walked in the room. We're like, Casper, your dog's got a problem. It's just farted. It's disgusting. He's like, oh, God, no, not my dog. It's one of you.
So what did you guys do?
So then we left it. And then Casper's show started, the Casper de Frisch show. Casper Radio Show. And it must have been about 7 minutes into the show, the dog farted in studio, and Casper couldn't breathe, and no one could breathe. There was deodorant spraying everywhere. Simba couldn't breathe.
Oh wow. Is that all in the podcast? I've got to catch up on that.
That is all in the podcast on cliffcentral.com. One of the funniest moments of my entire week.
Wow.
But you know that dog's farts are so potent.
Dog's farts. I wonder what that dog's eating.
He said he was giving it some new food, some biltong thingy.
Oh, my word. But, well, I don't know if that new food is working.
But the fact that he didn't believe us, and then when his show started, the dog let one off.
Let it rip.
That was made my week.
Wow. All right, Flax, what else?
Another thing that's made my week. Have you seen Miley Cyrus making out with Victoria's Secret model Stella Maxwell?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. There's a clip going online of them just making out, these two hot women making out against a truck. And that's not all, because in the video you see Future the rapper, French Montana, Ray Sremmurd, who sings that song I Ain't Got No Type, and I don't know who Mike Wills is.
This is after the Victoria's Secret angel Stella Maxwell has come out as bisexual.
I don't know. Nowhere did I find that she's bisexual, but she's put up a lot of photos of her and Miley. And Miley, remember, was dating Arnold's, what's her name? Yes, that is it. The photo I'm looking at right now is them making out.
Is it a video?
It's so a video blurry as well.
You can barely see what's happening here.
They even have to blur out scenes of the video because Miley takes off, like, certain items of clothing.
Wow.
It's really, really hectic.
I thought Miley was dating Liam Hemsworth.
No, she was dating Arnold's son.
Oh, yes.
And Arnold actually did an interview about a week ago saying how he loves Miley. Miley's so good with the kids and stuff like that. The kids as in his grandchildren.
Miley looks kind of drunk in these pictures.
Miley's very hot.
She looks a little out of it.
Okay, she looks a bit drunk there. That photo, she looks very drunk.
She looks
drunk.
A little like she woke up in her party clothes
but
from the night before.
How hot is Stella Maxwell?
Yeah, the Victoria's Secret model's obviously going to be hot.
But admit you didn't know about her until Miley's put her on the map.
No idea.
Exactly. You just kiss one
They're
celebrity.
They're super cozy.
Do you remember there was in Cape Town one celebrity kissed some South African and then he was on the map?
Yeah, I can't remember. Who was that?
I also can't... not Cameron Diaz. Yes, I've gone blank.
Oh, I know who it was. Who was it? Jay Anstey and Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson? Who's that?
He was in Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
And he's in that other television show, some sci-fi thing. And I think he's also in that TV show, The Affair. But he was Joey in Dawson's Creek. Yes, he wasn't Dawson. Joey was Katie Holmes. Shit, I don't remember who that was. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter.
But that like puts people on the map. Something so small as that.
Okay, so next time as a celebrity here, you need to...
You need to get a kiss in.
Yeah, it's important. What else, bro?
Snapchat's just been updated to make life a whole lot easier. And I heard you discussing Snapchat on the show the other day.
Well, discussing Snapchat, I have no idea how to use this.
Well, what is so hard about it? Snapchat is the easiest, I guess you could call it, photo messaging app.
But I literally go into it. You can help me here quick. And if you've got Snapchat on your phone real quick, you go into Snapchat, and then what must you
do? Okay, now you see that little circle at the bottom?
Yes.
So use that to take a photo.
Okay. Take a photo. I've taken the photo.
Okay. Now, do you have any contacts on there?
Yeah.
Now, you can send it to their contact, but first select a time that you want it up for.
Okay, so I go in, it's on 3 seconds.
Okay, now that means that person can only see that photo for 3 seconds.
And then what does the arrow mean?
Where?
Next to the 3 seconds.
That means you can save it to your camera roll.
Okay, and the plus?
That means you can add it to your timeline story. So a timeline story is a story you create, and each time you add a photo to it, so people can watch a story.
Okay.
Now, the new thing with Snapchat is you no longer have to hold down the screen when watching the video. You just double tap the video and it will play, even if it's a 4,000 second video.
How do I see other people's stories?
You go to where it says your stories at the top right corner. But I don't know if you got contacts.
I've got a few. I've got like 5 or 6.
Who?
Where's stories in the top corner here? This is very. This is so good. Oh, there. Yeah. Stories. Okay, cool. I see there. Roxy Burger is one of
my
contacts.
Okay, now double tap that.
Okay, now I click on Roxy Burger, and then I see she's got pictures of a phone launch that was last night. And then what must happen in my life?
Now you know what Roxy's seeing. You know what she's doing. You're keeping up with her. This is. Imagine you were with Roxy or looking through her eyes, stuff like that.
I don't know, bro.
But admit you feel like you're there with Roxy.
No, well, I was at the events.
Yeah, but now that you're sitting back, you're now reminiscing.
Oh, and here she is getting ready for Strictly Come Dancing. Okay, that's interesting. That's tonight.
Is there another season?
Yeah, it's on a TV at the moment.
I thought they discontinued
now
it.
Now, how come I have contacts I don't even know who they are?
Because they added you.
Oh. So what must I do with them?
Well, they can watch your stories.
I don't have any stories.
Well, you need to make one.
This is dumb.
No, it's not. It's revolutionary.
I don't think
you
it's
need to keep up to date. Have you heard of Tumblr?
Yeah, Tumblr.
Have you heard
I
of Facebook?
I have heard of Facebook.
Have you heard of Shots?
Shots? Yeah, I've heard of Shots.
What is it?
Have you heard of a personality change?
Have you heard of Justin Bieber's app called Shots?
Have you heard of taking your obsession with Justin Bieber too far?
Yes.
Have you heard of developing a personality?
Okay, you got me there.
Flax, what else, dude?
I actually do have a personality. We got them tested this morning on Garage R.
What number were you?
I was number 3.
Number 3. Now, I actually did a little earlier on as well. Number three is the Achiever.
Yes, that's is correct.
What you were.
I look for acknowledgement and stuff like that.
Enneagram. And you can actually go to just search Enneagram in Google, Enneagram, and you can do this personality test thing. There's a free one you can do. They ask you like 40 questions.
Mm.
You were number 3, which is the Achiever. There are 9 different types.
Yes.
What was everyone else on the morning team?
Gareth was an 8.
Okay, that's the Challenger.
Mubs was a 3.
That's the Achiever, same as you.
Ben was, I think he was a 7.
The Enthusiast.
Yes. And Damon was a 4?
4, the Individualist.
No, Damon wasn't a 4. What else do you get?
You get the Reformer, the Helper, the Achiever, the Individualist, the Investigator, the Loyalist, the Enthusiast.
Loyalist. Which is that?
That's number 6.
Yes, Damon was Loyalist.
Okay. And then just because it says Loyalist doesn't mean that you're necessarily only about being loyal, but that's
no,
kind
it's
of
many
a,
characteristics.
Yeah, many different characteristics.
Mine were very true.
Very true.
From like looking for acknowledgement to like to be center of attention to what else did it say? I can't remember in detail. But it's all on the podcast. Okay. That's why we podcast.
So you never miss a beat. Okay, so that's interesting. Where were we, though? Why were we discussing that?
You did the test earlier.
I was number 5, which is the Investigator.
The Investigator?
A mixture of 5 and number 4, the Individualist, but mainly the Investigator.
So what
it
does that
you
say?
Be careful, bro, because I'm watching. I'm watching. Any shit won't fly here. I know exactly what
everybody's
up to.
You're going to investigate
it. Yeah, I'm going to investigate everything. Who are you going to call?
Stir pots and open lids where need be.
That's it. And not just on my meals every day.
How is that going?
I'm doing like this meal diet thing. It's going good-ish, you know.
Because I've seen you have one of those meals and the rest like McDonald's and chocolate.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you no longer have flu, so you can't use that excuse.
I can't use that excuse anymore. You're right, but it is, I don't know.
And you were up early today. What were you doing up so early?
What do you mean?
You were up at like hoppers 5, 6.
No, you know what? My sleeping habits are very interesting these days. I'll go to sleep at about 11.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wake up at about 2.
For what?
Just naturally wake up.
Oh, yeah?
If I want to, then I'll check like my phone, maybe do like an email.
Mm.
Then I'll go to sleep. I'll sleep until about 6, wake up at 6, check out what's going on Twitter, what's happening on Facebook, catch up on the night before, maybe listen to a little bit of the Gareth Cliff Show, then go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then wake up at about 9:30.
So why don't you just have one solid sleep?
Because my body's saying no. My body doesn't
want
me to do that.
You should reprogram it. Reset it.
I should. Maybe if I had less to investigate, I'd have more time. Maybe if you were doing less dodgy things, I'd have more time to sleep.
Maybe it's that you're scared you're going to miss out something on social media that you keep waking up.
Look, the worst thing to do is to sleep with your phone next to your bed.
Yeah.
So I need to get out of that habit. I need to put it far away.
Also, to look at your phone before you go to sleep, that it basically makes your mind so active that you battle to fall asleep.
It's not good. And I'd spend like an hour on my phone before I go to sleep at night.
You see, half an hour before I go to sleep, I put my phone down.
See, it's tricky now because now there's Apple Music, so all my music is there.
I couldn't understand this Apple Music. I tried to subscribe, and then it wants $10.
No, that's because you have an American... I'll tell you after the show. There's a way to trick it, bro. Don't worry.
You must teach me.
What else are we relaxing about?
There's a study going wild at the moment that says people with blue eyes are more likely to become alcoholics. Really? I don't understand how you can take a group of people and say, okay, all the blue eyes are now more likely to be alcoholics. I don't understand how science and this works. How can you just make stats out of eyes, colors?
It's just drawing parallels with things, not necessarily...
That's like saying everyone that comes to work with a black or gray jacket is more likely to sneeze during the day.
Maybe they are. Maybe they took 10 people wearing
everyone's
a black or gray jacket.
Everyone's going to sneeze.
Okay, well, if you're upset, write to them.
It's just...
Send them an email.
It's one of those things where you fight your battles.
Yeah, choose which battles you want to fight.
And this isn't... It just feels like you're just making stats to make stats. No one's going to go Google most likely eye color to become an alcoholic.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to vent that. That's my vent for the week.
There you go.
Have you vented this week?
No.
Just vent for the week.
I don't have anything to vent about.
Did you have a meal that wasn't nice? Did you see a picture you didn't like? It's important to vent.
No, everything's good.
Well, that was my vent for the week.
Everything's good.
Did you meet someone you didn't like?
Screw you. Flex, what else?
I found a few things to tell if your boyfriend's a douchebag.
Okay.
Now,
so we'll everything basically about you?
No, similar. So we'll just run through a few.
All right.
So you should not be with this guy if he makes you feel bad about yourself. You shouldn't be friends with someone who makes you feel bad about yourself. You shouldn't even interact with someone that makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
What's the point? You're just going to see this person and be reminded of these bad things about yourself.
But that's women who are attracted to a bad boy.
Yeah, but a lot of women stay in these relationships and they're not healthy. You need to get out. You need to know that not everyone...
You, by your own admission, are this guy.
Yeah, but I'm just there for the meantime. I don't stick around.
Okay, but that makes you even worse.
No, because I don't lead them woman on. I tell them straight from the start. I have an emotional EQ of zero. I'm incapable of loving anyone but myself. So this isn't going to go further than tonight.
Okay. Jeez, what an asshole.
And then we sign on the dotted line and then... No, I'm joking about that. But that's how it goes.
Okay.
I'm very honest and open. I don't want to lead no one on.
There you go. Well, I guess so. At least you're being forthcoming. Okay. That's interesting.
A lot of guys won't have an explanation when you confront them for, like, I love you. Like, if this is your boyfriend, he should love you. If you say I love you, he should say I love
you
back.
You've never loved anyone before, right?
Nah. I'm like Drake. Ain't nobody love us.
No, that's not how it goes. Drake has been in love. His lyric is, motherfucker never loved us.
Drake has never been in love.
Drake's been in love.
With who?
He was in love with Rihanna.
That wasn't love.
Drake has been in love.
No. Name one person that Drake's proper dated.
Well, I'm going to Google
it
right
now. In the open.
Drake
writes love songs, but he doesn't love. That's his form of love, if that makes sense.
Drake past... past relationship.
He did have a little fling. Fling is the term with Rihanna.
How do you know this?
Because you know, Drake...
First of all, it's not Drake, it's Aubrey Graham.
Yes, well, I could have told you that.
Okay.
He's born in October. OVO XO.
He's dated Tyra Banks, Kat Dennings, Nicki Minaj, Serena Williams...
Nicki!
Tika Sumpter, Rihanna, Kat Washington, Marlia Michael, Amber Rose...
Amber Rose!
Delicia Bryan, and that's it.
Amber... Yo! He likes some crazy woman. Amber Rose, do you see
that's
what Tiger's
been
going
to.
Through?
It's been linked to.
Yeah.
So he might have loved Tyra Banks.
Nah, Tyra Banks is hard to love. She's too tall.
Okay. One of the most powerful things you've ever said. She's too hard to love. She's too tall. She's like a fountain of wisdom. Give me one last story, dude.
Trying to keep you away from things that you love. You should let that person do things that they love, even if it might hurt them. You should let them have their own power, their own free will.
Important.
Like, if that person loves to go go-karting on the weekends,
go-karting.
Don't say, no, you go-karting, you should be spending time with me. Let them go go-karting.
Let them
and
go
if this guy doesn't let you do what you love, drop him like it's hot.
Let them do it. Let them do
drop
it.
Drop him like a hot potato.
Drop it like a hot potato. Bro, we've run out of time.
You know, there comes a time
when you have to wrap it up. And relax, it's flat.
Relax,
the weekend's
it's
here.
Yes.
Obviously, though, it's imperative to me that I know what you're up to every second of the day. I'm not going to do it on Snapchat, but keeping up with you is easy.
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax,
yeah.
MichaelFlax. You can follow me on Instagram, Michael Flax, Facebook, Michael Flax. You can like that page.
Dope.
Yeah.
There you go.
No one ever asks you where we can follow you.
It's okay.
Where can we follow you?
If you want to follow me, they'll find me.
It's at Aria Kelman on Instagram, at Aria Kelman on Facebook, at Aria Kelman on Twitter.
That's the one.
And that's Aria, A-R-Y-E.
Thank you very much. Are you going to invoice me for marketing after this? That's Michael Flax there. Relax, it's Flax. It's been a dope week. If you missed anything from that interview with Terry Pertor to Relax, it's Flax, which just happened right now, you can head on over to cliffcentral.com to find it.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.